Apple.com.
And tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it?
I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had.
It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's talk about you. Talk about your health. Let's talk about your life. So whatever you're struggling with, we can talk about it. Whatever health challenge you've been diagnosed with, we'll talk about it. And a lot of times, if it's not for you, maybe it's for a friend, a family member, a coworker, a loved one, somebody that really needs help with their health. And we can help you go from where you are in your current state of health right now to where you need to be. The body changes, but the question is, are you willing to change? Are you willing to go from where you are to where you need to be? And if you say, yes, I am. Yes, I'm willing to change. Then many times you can. And it's amazing how the body will respond in kind. But you have to be willing to. No one else can do it for you. It's a big take responsibility health message. That's what this is all about. Now, a new study about traffic pollution, how it may boost your risk of heart attack. Time magazine talked about it. It said exposure to high levels of traffic pollution may boost your risk of heart attack, according to a new study on BMI.com. And so the study was found in the risk of the transient lasting 1 to 6 hours, rather than overall risk of heart attack, exposure to pollution appeared to precipitate cardiac events in people who are already at a higher than average risk. Researchers in epidemiology in London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine analyzed the data on about 80,000 people between 2003 and 2006. England and Wales tried to determine if patients' exposure to ambient air pollution was really valid. From the National Air Quality Archive, the data offered information about pollutant particles in the ozone, like carbon monoxide, sulfur dioxide, and nitrogen dioxide levels. But after controlling the environmental factors like air temperature, humidity, and viral infection rates, they did find that after about 72 hours of exposure to pollution, that the risk remained elevated for only 6 hours. The findings are in line with previous research that have also found air pollution to have immediate negative effect on heart health. So in this study, bottom line is, we know air pollution is always tough. We know that it's tough on our bodies, but we didn't know that it had or led to issues within cardiovascular disease or cardiovascular risk. So that's something definitely to be considered and something to be concerned about. So if you live in the bigger city, you're under a lot of air pollution, you do need to be concerned because it can affect your heart. Now, just like anything else, obviously, you can do things in your home. You can do things to protect your air quality. I'm a big fan of being in control of all of that. You know, you can use HEPA air filters. Very important. You can put those in your home. You know, get a home that's outside of the city so you're not so exposed to it that you have a little bit more air quality wherever you live. Always a very important thing to do. So there's several things that can be done. But at the end of the day, you know, when you're looking at air quality, making sure that you want to get, you know, full control of that so that the water you drink, air you breathe, the exercise you get or don't get, all those sorts of things, it's all critical. And it's all very important to go from where you are to where you need to be with your health. I thought that was very, very interesting. Not only is it just toxic to the body overall, but it's toxic to the heart. And that is a key. Because once your heart gets damaged, those cells are one of the sets of cells in the body that do not regenerate. So, you know, as much as your liver regenerates, the heart cells, cardiac cells, typically do not. And that's something that we all need to be concerned about. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's go to Tanya. Hi, Tanya.
Hello?
How can I help, darling?
Thank you. I'm sorry. I'm giving up. I've listened to your show so many times and wanted to call. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
My daughter just turned 23 in May, and she started having irregular heartbeats. She'd never done this before, never had any problems. She's never had any health issues other than that she has alopecia.
Okay.
Totalis, that started when she was 11.
Right.
She does have that going on in her body, and she has had pneumonia several times, so she has that going on. But this irregular heartbeat stuff just kind of came up out of the blue, and it makes her feel really bad when it does it. She'll be feeling fine, and then she can kind of feel it coming on, kind of like her, she says her stomach tightens up, and she starts hurting through her chest, and her heart starts just beating just really all over the board. And not necessarily fast, but just beating all over the board. So after a couple of times we took her, she went to the doctor, and they've done all kinds of blood work. And they, at first they said her thyroid was a little high. They went back for a double check and said it was normal. And they said that her iron was a little low to take iron supplements. And that was all they said about blood work. And then they sent her on to a cardiologist. He did more blood work. They've done, I don't know how many EKGs. They did an ultrasound and couldn't determine what was doing it. There's something that's causing it to do this. There's something that causes the heart to do this, but we're just not sure what. So here, take this medicine. It'll slow your heart rate down and come back in 4 months.
And
I said, well, what is this? And he said, oh, it's a beta blocker. And she said, well, are there any side effects? Oh, there's a few, but you probably won't have any. And that was that. And so we have not, she has not started taking it. Told her, I said, he also told her to lay off the caffeine and drink more fluid.
I agree with that.
And I said, why don't you just try to do that and hold up on this beta blocker thing. And since then she has done it a few times, but not too bad.
Now it comes and goes though, right? It's not constant. It'll just come for a little while and then it'll leave.
Well, no, it may last. No, there's been like a whole day she had to call out from work. Was in bed all day because she just felt so bad.
And they did EKG and everything and said that her heart was clear, right?
Right, right. He says that her heart is fine. That's what he said. He said, it's my job to determine that your heart is fine. Your heart appears to be fine, but there's something that's making it do this. Something in your system that's making it do this.
And does she have anxiety?
Well, no.
She get anxious?
No, not any more than anybody else. We all have things.
Does she have a hard time sleeping at night?
No. No, she's never had any problem with that. Now, you know, she doesn't live at home now. She is in college. She's a senior in college. And she has a very active lifestyle. She, you know, is a senior in college. She works full, you know, part-time and, you know, and that works here in her hometown. Her college is in another town.
So the stress levels.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99%. 99% pure. H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Well, lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Going to the break. Talking with Tanya, and she's been struggling with her daughter having an issue with an irregular heartbeat. It's been speeding up and then slowing down, and the doctors have pretty much done every test they could and found really nothing to be wrong from their end, and so they gave her a beta blocker, which has a real propensity to slow things down in the heart, and they're just going to see how things go. But mom doesn't really think that's a great idea, and she's wanted to maybe get her off the caffeine, the fluids, like they mentioned, and then go from there. But you're saying she's still having a couple of episodes, right? So it's kind of concerning you.
Well, yeah, she does still do it. I mean, she didn't take the beta blocker, and she didn't want to either. She didn't want to start taking something that she would be having to take. And we're just not really big on taking medicine unless you just really have to take it. If there's some alternative, better diet, better lifestyle, but, you know, something like that to help. And so that's why she is doing no caffeine and more fluids and, you know, trying to get more rest and, you know, things like that to try to see if that would help. You know, and but she has still had these episodes, maybe not as bad as before because she's doing these things, but she has still done it. And no, we haven't started taking, you know, doing that beta blocker thing yet, and that's why I called you last night.
Right. Well, here's the thing. The deal is when it comes to the heart, there's a couple of things to understand. If they check the thyroid and the thyroid is doing great, and even if it was a little bit off, but they said it's okay within range, that's still something to keep an eye on because the thyroid gland definitely regulates the heartbeat. I mean, we know that for sure. The other thing too is whenever you're under a lot of stress and, you know, with her having to, you know, work and be in school and being a senior, you know, and there's some safety that is in college. And, you know, you go through those years and you're studying and it's tough and you got to work and pay your way. And some people do and all that. And that can be stressful. But, you know, graduating and then kind of launching out into the world can be very stressful. And so you get out of your comfort zone in your world of college and now real life starts, so to speak. So that could cause some stress, too, and it could be causing anxiety in her that can mimic a lot of a heart-related condition. So if nothing showed up on the EKG, which typically you can really see a lot on EKG if there's something going on with the heartbeat itself, but if nothing showed up there, nothing showed up on the thyroid, then it probably could be anxiety. And it could be GABA, which is a neurotransmitter. Low GABA levels can play a big role. They can cause the actual heart itself to almost do irregular heartbeats. It can make almost a pressure within the chest that can be kind of tough. So, I mean, there's a lot that can happen from the brain chemistry side. Also, the B vitamins. We get low on B vitamins. They're water soluble. So if we're not getting the right kind of foods, a lot of the dark leafy greens, so we're not getting a lot of the Bs, then it can cause major issues within the body. And so if you're not, you know, taking a B complex type supplement can be very helpful. Increasing the dark leafy green vegetables and fruits can play a big role too, get a lot of the Bs out of there. So, I mean, to replenish what you're getting, what you're losing, what the body's doing going under so much amount of stress, I mean, that is always a big key. So, I mean, as far as what she's dealing with, until she's addressed some of the nutritional concerns, and you can do some pretty extensive nutritional blood analysis outside of kind of the standard tests that are done to really evaluate and see exactly what's going on. So just a couple things to think about, a couple items to put on the checklist as you're walking through this with your daughter. I mean, I think that, you know, her, I don't know where she stands with her lifestyle choices, eating well and that sort of thing. I'm pretty much a stickler when it comes to eating a certain way, cutting out inflammatory foods, eating an anti-inflammatory diet, because when you're going through any kind of major symptoms, you always want to make sure that you have a good diet in place, that the foundation can be right. And that's one of the first things that she would want to do is start eating the foods that will remove inflammation in the body and not really cause any major deficiencies, making sure that she's getting a balanced amount of lean quality proteins, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and the good healthy fats. So getting all of that. All that's really important. So just a couple things. But the B vitamins, vitamin B6, B5, all of those are critical to her overall health and especially managing what's going on with the heart. Niacin B3 is very, very important. NADH, we call it sometimes. And then also B12, all the Bs. And then omega-3 fats, the omega-3, like cod liver oil, fish oil, extremely important. So if she's not taking supplements along with a really good diet, you could probably see some issues like that. And if it's GABA, that's a whole different animal. I would ask her physician, you know, what they think about her GABA levels. I mean, there's a lot of foods you can do. You want, actually, with GABA, you want to stay away from certain foods. But there's quite a few health foods. I talk about that in my book, Empowering Your Health, which you can get at empoweringyourhealth.com. That can be a great resource for you. But, yeah, I mean, the brain chemistry plays a role, especially. See, the key here is they've done all the tests, and there's nothing really showing up. So it's kind of like, we'll take this medicine, we'll see how it goes. And I know that's not going to sit well with anybody. So they're just kind of at least giving you something really to pacify along the way. But that's standard of care. So nobody's doing the wrong thing by any means. That's textbook. But if you can't find anything, just from a natural perspective, that's what I would look into. Definitely GABA levels. Also looking to see if it's a B vitamin deficiency. I mean, you can do something simple. And she can go to a health food store or lifestyle research or wherever she wants to go and start looking at B vitamins. Something as simple as that. And eating more vegetables and seeing how her body responds, increasing omega-3 fatty acids, coenzyme Q10, ubiquinol, very, very good. All of that can be helpful and see how her body responds. But your mom, I know you're keeping tabs on it. No one's going to be more on top of it than you are. So that's just some good information, some research that's out there about that kind of condition and what could be some of the culprits. If they didn't do a TPO antibody test, thyroid peroxidase, that might be a good one to do because it shows the autoimmune tendency of the thyroid. If it was off a little bit, sometimes that can be a hidden test that would be good to do just to gather the information. Okay, thanks for the call. We'll always be here for you. 888-283-7272. We'll be right back. Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, If you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Open 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web, getwellradio.com. You know, send me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show and do what we can to help you. Or if you want me to answer in private, we can do that as well, too. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about you. This show is about you. It's about your health. It's about your life. Whatever you're struggling with, diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, the list goes on and on, but just know this. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. So if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out and get well. My book is Empowering Your Health. That's what it's all about. EmpoweringYourHealth.com. You want to pick up a copy of that. And that's really what it is. It's about going from A to Z with your health and understanding that you don't have to be stuck, that you really can go to the next level with your health and with your life. Are you a big smoker? Well, cigarette makers and the FDA now are clashing over new graphic ads. The cigarette makers clash with the regulators of the U.S. federal court over new graphic labels and advertising that are using pictures of rotting teeth and diseased lungs to warn consumers about the risk of smoking. I love it. So the tobacco industry asked Judge Richard Leon on Wednesday for a temporary injunction to block the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's requirement for the labels pending a final decision on whether the labels are constitutional. Constitutional? Really? So the Obama administration argued, however, that the companies would not suffer irreparable harm without a preliminary injunction. So the labels are part of a 2009 law passed by Congress that requires color warnings on cigarette packages
and on printed advertising, which already carry text warnings from the U.S. Surgeon General. Nobody pays attention to that anyway. So the industry says that the new graphic warnings due to and are going to effect, actually, on September 2012, force them to engage in this type of advertising that should be something that they'll agree on. So basically, so the government can tell people how to live, they're saying. Floyd Abrams, a prominent First Amendment specialist, also representing the tobacco industry, but they can't force people who sell tobacco to buy their mouthpieces. So bottom line is they're just everybody's in a big uproar about it. And obviously the advertising can hurt. I mean, do you want to see rotten teeth with a cigarette in it, or do you want to see some, you know, picture some young teenager that looks cool smoking a cigarette? It all sends a message. And no wonder they're frustrated. They've been doing the Marlboro Man for the last, 75 years, whatever it's been. You know, it's cool to smoke, they say. And that's what all the advertising, they want to keep people doing that. But, I mean, it's come to a point where it's like we all know what tobacco does to the body. So I'm glad they're actually putting the ads out with rotten teeth. I mean, that is just crazy. Any doctor, first thing they're going to tell you is you can get somebody to quit smoking. You're going to transform 50% of the symptoms that they're dealing with. The same thing with weight loss. So it really doesn't take to get well. It doesn't take a lot of rocket science. A lot of it really is common sense. And on this show, that's what we want to do, is we want to show you the common sense of what it takes to really get well, stay well, and live well, because you can. You don't have to be stuck. You just have to make better decisions. That's what it comes down to, making the right decisions so you can go from the next level in your health. Next level health, that is what it's all about. 888-283-7272. Lines are open if you want to give me a call. Now we're going to go to Catherine. Hi, Catherine. Welcome, darling.
Hi, how are you?
Living well, sweetheart. What can I do?
Okay. I'm concerned about an expanded GI panel. Some results on this test. The first one that I had showed a lot of yeast. It said yeast many and plus 4 geotrichum candidum.
Okay.
And the test, the results that I got just last week, no yeast isolated, but now some other problems have showed up, and I'm concerned about them, and I don't know what to do about it. One of them is pathogens / bacterial overgrowth detected. And the other one is toxoplasma positive.
Okay.
And the other one is Trichinella spiralis.
Okay, so with all of this, let me just stop you right there. With all of this, what is your main concern? I understand that you've got some issues that are out of balance in the expanded GI panel that you're concerned about, but what is your main concern?
Are these parasites, this Trichinella spiralis and the toxoplasma? My doctor said I can give you a prescription to take care of this, and she said it's not, she acted like it wasn't a big problem, but she said, if I give you a prescription, it's going to make the yeast come back. And I don't want the yeast come back, but I don't want any parasites either, if that's what this is. So I don't know what to do. Is there, can I use wormwood or something to get rid of this, or is this, should I take the prescription from the doctor?
Well, I mean, that's something that you're going to have to make a decision on. I mean, I'm not going to tell you which one you should do. But I mean, if you found all of those in the study that they did, and she has a prescription that will knock it out, which I know what she's going to, I know what they're going to give you. But at the end of the day, you can do wormwood and black walnut and all that sort of thing. But if you've got all this going on, it would seem to me that you might. It's going to come down to whether you want to do it naturally or with medicine, because they're both going to work. Now, the medicine's going to have side effects a little bit, but not that bad. I mean, really not that big of a deal. And with the yeast itself, one of the best ways to get rid of yeast, you know, you can use the medications, and they will work. You know, Diflucan or Nystatin, they can both work. So, I mean, it's pretty much the same medication. But you know, at the same end of the day, when you're dealing with yeast, you want to make sure that you're doing everything you can to keep a good gut flora. Good gut flora is important. Probiotics are always important. And cutting out the foods that can really cause a major issue, such as staying away from the grains, staying away from sugar, staying away from foods such as that can flare up and increase yeast within the digestive tract. So you have to be careful of all that. So, I mean, it comes down to what you want to do. Because, I mean, I can't tell you what, you know, if it were me, it just depends. It depends on the level, depends on how you feel, depends on the symptoms, you know, that sort of thing. If it's mild, you know, a lot of times the natural stuff can really kick it out and kick it out very well. If it's pretty moderate to severe and you've got a lot of symptoms and you're feeling miserable and they found that, then, of course, medicine is going to have the fastest acting potential. And a lot of times, because see, those medications you don't take for a long period of time, it's very short. And they can go in and knock it out, and your body can recover fairly well. So it just comes down to a decision that you want to make. But is it serious? No, not really. I mean, you just got to clear the stuff out of your gut. It's not life-threatening, but it can definitely be in a place where, you know, it can disrupt how your body's functioning, and it can disrupt your overall quality of life, which, as you know, you're probably experiencing that right now. You got to just be careful. So it just comes down to what you want to do. They're both going to work. Just depends on the severity of your symptoms, okay? But don't let it worry you. Your doctor's not leading you in a wrong direction. I mean, she's definitely giving you very good advice just to take the medicine that she's going to prescribe. So nothing wrong with that. It just comes down to whether it's mild, moderate, or severe case of what you've been dealing with, okay? 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. You can send me an email, getwellradio.com. Let's go to Mike right now. Hi, Mike. Oh, we lost Mike. Let's go to Don. Hi, Don.
Hey, good evening. This is Don.
How can I help, Don?
Okay, what I was calling about, I was watching a health show. I think it was an endocrinologist. He was talking about older men, probably 55 and older, measuring their testosterone level and then giving small doses, not anything large, but trying to get their testosterone level back to where it was when they were probably in their 30s. He was saying that's when your testosterone peaks and then slowly goes off. And the symptoms he was addressing with that is, of course, maybe slowing down aging a little bit, but mainly gathering more energy and helping a lot of other part of the aging process. And I was just curious what you thought of that.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen that model. I've seen how they've been doing that, but I'm still a big fan of using everything you can in your own body to get it functioning or get your own testosterone levels up. And you can do that with certain herbal combinations. You can do that with exercise and your diet by getting about 30% of your diet, 25 to 30% of your overall diet in good healthy fats. That's going to keep your testosterone levels at a real strong level. So anytime you put exogenous testosterone in the body, you're going to cause negative feedback. Negative feedback is where your own testosterone levels will tend to go lower because they're not getting what they were getting, you know, or they're getting something from the outside. So it's almost making your body chill out and not work as hard. And the idea is to get your body to work harder, you know, so it's not so lazy. So your body can start producing testosterone at a better level, at a higher peak level. And that's really what you want to accomplish. So is this something you've done or just something you're researching?
It's just really something I'm interested in. I feel as I'm aging, of course, I don't have the energy that I had before. And I would like to look at natural sources like herbal things, but I don't know of any.
Okay. When you say, so your energy levels and all that have shifted, have you changed anything radically in your lifestyle, like your diet and all that, or you're just now looking into it?
Just now looking into it, I haven't changed anything radically. I think I eat fairly healthy, as is. My weight's where it needs to be. I still exercise and play sports, but I don't have the energy level that I used to have.
Yeah, I got you. What is your age?
50.
Have you had your testosterone level checked?
I have not. I have not had it checked to see if I just saw this show and that just kind of piqued my interest.
Okay. Yeah, my thoughts are this. First things first, if you want to look at getting your testosterone levels up,
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, lower high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters Easy, A-R-M-O-R.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered offered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. And it is your greatest wealth, no matter what anyone tells you. It was given to you for free, you know, most of us anyway, when we were born. And we spent all of our life working so hard to take care and build wealth and get a home, cars, take care of our kids and all that. And financially, it's very important, absolutely. We can't lose our health in the middle of it. Our health was given to us for free, and all we have to do is take care of it, making better choices every single day. That's all we have to do, is to make good choices. So the choices we make today can and will determine the kind of health that you're going to have tomorrow. And it's true, but are you willing to? Are you willing to make those choices? I hope you are, because so many times people are not. They just let it go. And their health goes. And then you're going to spend all your money in your latter part of your days trying to reclaim your health. And you don't need to do that. Hot flashes are linked to high cholesterol. This is really interesting. Several studies now have linked hot flashes to an increased risk for heart disease. And now new research suggests a link between these menopause symptoms and increased cholesterol. The study is being presented in Washington, D.C. this week at the 22nd annual meeting of the North American Menopause Society. That's interesting in itself. Kind of interesting just to hang out. The North American Menopause Society. Societies for everything. Researchers followed more than 3,000 women in their 40s and early 50s for 7 years as they transitioned through menopause. And after taking into account other heart disease risk factors, they found that hot flashes and, to a lesser extent, night sweats to be predictive of higher cholesterol. Now, more hot flashes the women had, the higher their LDL, which is the bad cholesterol, and HDL, good cholesterol. Since the raised LDL is a major risk factor for heart attack and stroke, while high HDL is associated with lower risk for those events, the meaning and the findings are somewhat murky, the researchers say. So I think hot flashes and night sweats tell us something about women's cardiovascular risk and health, but it's also likely that the message is quite complex. Study researcher Rebecca Thurston of the University of Pittsburgh, that's what she told WebMD in the article. And so hot flashes and high cholesterol go hand in hand. They're saying there is a strong correlation. But, you know, at the end of the day, cholesterol, if it's elevated, just because it might be 190 to 220 for your total number, that's not, it's outside of the normal range for standard of care. But technically for physiology of the body, it's not that big of a deal. So if you're predisposed to heart attacks or you've already had one, then that's a different story. But for the average bear, usually those cholesterol numbers are okay, and your body can function quite well. You always want to go with what your doctor says, obviously, but I'm just telling you what research says, especially in Europe. They've done some research on that as well. Because you need cholesterol for all your hormones in the body, and that's why they're linking some of the hot flashes, high cholesterol, and cardiovascular disease. Because you are going to have hot flashes a lot of times if cholesterol is off. And hormones are going to be off, too. And, of course, there is now correlation, I guess, with the different cardiovascular effects. So, interesting, to say the least. 888-283-7272. You can check us out online. Send me an email, getwellradio.com. Let's go to Richard now. Hi, Richard. Welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you?
Living well. What's going on?
Good. I just have a question. I just got involved with a doctor who is a chiropractor. And he talks all about maximized living.
Okay.
And I'm fairly young. I don't have too many health problems. My wife, she her family history has to do with obesity, heart disease, diabetes, and I guess I'm sorry. I'm a little nervous about being on
the
radio.
That's okay. No, don't worry about it. It's okay.
But really, he just talks about, you know what I mean, not taking medication to cover up symptoms, and that he can cure most things by taking care of the spinal cord. Are you familiar with maximized living? I know it's kind of a...
I am.
Okay. Well, I'm just calling to kind of see what your opinion is on those things. You know what I mean? Because you go to see him, and it's kind of like a pressured sale, but he does have really dramatic results with a lot of people. And
Have you talked to those people where they've had dramatic results?
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like people that had diabetes, and then after he worked with them for so long, they don't have to take insulin anymore, or people that were on depression medication, and then, you know, he corrected their spinal cord, and so then, you know what I mean, their organs and their brains started working better, or for lack of better terms, they didn't need to take those.
So do you have any health challenges? Is that why you're going? Do you have back pain, neck pain? Do you have any type of this, do you have any type of structural issue that led you to go there?
Well, I do have back problems. I was in a car accident about 10 years ago, and I do get lower back pain. I probably didn't go to see my chiropractor for as long as I should have after my accident.
Right.
And so it's intermittent. It comes and goes. And my wife went, too. And he says, you know, he talks about your spinal cord and your neck should be at a 43.
Yeah, there should be a curve to it. You should have a nice cervical curve. Here's the deal. When it comes to the spine plays a role in the body, but it's not everything. You've got three sides, the mental side, the chemical side of the body, which is all the body chemistry with nutrition and everything else, and then the structural side, the bones, the muscles, and the nerves. Is the spine important to the body? Yes. Will it change everything? Will moving a bone in the spine and allowing a nerve to function better cure diabetes? That's a strong, strong statement. There's way too much physiology going in the body for that one statement. I'd be a little bit leery when it comes to just working with disease in the spine, but back pain, neck pain, headaches and all that, that's very important. But can it play a factor? Yes, it can be a factor, but it's not everything. It's about 10 to 20, maybe 30% of the total equation. Keep doing some research on that and let me know.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither host nor patient is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with...
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call Wellness Provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.